Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily. After that, join our Turning Point Prayer Hub on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, 6:30 to 7 a.m., Mondays to Saturday. Do so. Well, welcome to Saturday, the 11th day in April. As usual, please open your hand to receive. I'm responding with amen. I receive it. Get your communion element ready. We will climax today's ministration with communion. The power of God will rest on you. 1,000 shall fall by your side and 10,000 at your right side. None shall come near your dwelling. God's glory shall be on you. I ask that the power of God will strengthen you. Everyone listening to me today, that you have pain in any part of your body, lay hand on that part of the body and let me pray. I prophesy the healing power of God goes into places where hands are laid. Everything that is wrong with you, receive divine correction. Psalm 105 verse 15 says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So I prophesy every power brings ache and pain. You are destroyed. Leave your victims now. In the name of Jesus. Say amen, I receive it. Now let's do this again today. Look inward. Is there any sin in you? David said, if I allow sin in me, God will not hear my voice. I like everyone to lay your right hand on your bosom and confess to God. Confess your sin. Ask God for mercy. Ask for the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. Ask for salvation. If you have not originally given your life to Jesus Christ, I ask that sins be forgiven today and the blood of Jesus will cleanse everyone that is sincerely repenting in Jesus' name. April 11th celebrant, your birthday prayers. May God bless your new age and bless your birthday. It will lead to a good old age and fulfill purpose. Happy birthday. Now, let's get into teachings. Good evening, Pastor Femi Emmanuel and my great family. Please, sir. I'm a lady of 52 years old, never married before. A man with 4 children, divorced, want my hand in marriage. He said he's just starting life. He has nothing. He is a farmer. I am educated and a civil servant. I don't want him. But people are saying that I should accept him. But it's not in my mind at all. Your opinion for me, sir. Wow, you must have heard me say it again and again. You can't marry somebody you don't like. When Adam woke up from the sleep and he saw Eve beside him, he said, this is the bone, my flesh and my flesh. He liked her and loved her. You can't marry a person you don't like. Then he said he has nothing. You can't marry a man that has nothing. How are you going to cope? We are not saying he should be a millionaire, but he must have a productive work, productive venture engaging. A man divorced with 4 children, now coming for you. I think what he wanted is a babysitter or baby carer. You can't marry this kind of a person. Next, good morning, Daddy. And TPGF, I once listened to someone who asked you this similar question. For a very long time now, I've been having the word, you have a calling. But honestly, I don't know how to go about it. I am currently out of Nigeria studying abroad. I've been seeking direction about this matter. Back home in Nigeria, I was part of the church choir in my church, and I have persevered, wanting and trusting God. I also had your teaching that said, not everyone is called to be a daddy or mommy G.O. or to start a church. Sir, I humbly ask for your guidance on what step I should take and what should I begin to do. Thank you very much, sir. Yes, I said that again and again. It's not everyone God will call to be a pastor founder of a church, but we can all and we should all serve God in a church, either as a freelance ministry or right within the workforce of that church. But if you are going to be a pastor or a shepherd, if that is what is coming into your mind, then you need major counseling. I will ask you to look for two fathers within your area, those whose ministry has endured with integrity, or even your pastor too, and discuss your experience with them. A short Bible study, just like 3 or 6 months Bible school, a short Bible school will also help you to clarify your vision. Don't just go on to start a church or ministry. Be sure he's sending you and what specific thing he's asking you to do. In Luke 22, verse 35, Jesus asked the disciples, "When I sent you without pause, without script, did you lack anything?" They answered him, "We lacked nothing." So it is only a God-ordained ministry that will not lack provision. So take time. Ministry is not what people think it is. Until you get into it, you will not know the weight and the challenges in ministry. Next, sir, that our assumed born-again brother is fed up with what is happening in the Christendom these days. Fake testimonies on born-again general overseers, they have caused problems for many. Youth are going into occult in large numbers in the eastern part of Nigeria. Kindly get the number and have a father-son to discuss with him, sir. Wow. There is no doubt that there are charlatans in our days wearing collars without having a calling, just to deceive and extort the vulnerable and the desperate people. I also agree that there is so much deception going on in the body of Christ in the name of "I am called, I have vision, I can speak vision to people." Jesus Christ said, "Let both the seed and the tares grow together until the day of harvest." My sincere counsel for everyone is that you should look before you leap. The Bible says, "By their fruit you shall know them." Those drifting into occult in the eastern part of the country, if it is true, is quite unfortunate. The devil has no good thing to offer anybody. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I think what the best we can do is to be praying for them and also intensify our soul-winning effort to save as many as we can. Next, Daddy, please shed more light on PFN DPG or possibly share the contact with us. I am from Ekiti State and I'm interested in running for an election through them. How can I go about it, sir? Thank you. Wow. It is good for genuine children of God and patriotic Nigerians to be interested in the governance of this country, just as I did in 1991-93. That's 33 years ago, which made me become then the Deputy Speaker of a state. And that's why the PFN, the Body of Christ, had come for me and asking me to put the church through and draw a platform for church inclusivity in Nigeria's governance space. A structure has been built from where genuine children of God and patriotic Nigerians can arise, because you need a platform to become a candidate to be voted for. That is what the Christian church and patriotic Nigerians, the youth, don't even have. Nigerian politics is grassroots based. It's from the bottom up. There must be a structure from where an aspirant will emerge to be voted for. So call my chief of staff and tell him I ask you to call him, and he should link you up, direct you to the DPG director in Ekiti State. His number 0708-168-2723. Tell him I ask you to call, and he should link you up with the DPG of your state. Any other person listening to me that is so interested, you also call that number. It will link you up with the DPG director in your state. But unfortunately, the general overseers have made it very difficult. I have met almost all the general overseers in Nigeria of PFN. But everyone is concerned building his own little kingdom. They are just trusting, they are hoping that a miracle will happen and God will just bring the president, governors, senators, National Assembly, God will just bring them. And I've told them, it doesn't work like that. You can't change a system you are not involved in. Like I said, every general overseer in Nigeria is busy building his own little churches holding convention, doing miracles, and preaching heavy, heavy messages. Unfortunately, the political bigwigs have taken over the grassroots, and they are the one producing who to be voted for. Worse still, the Fulanis from the north, the jihadists, are gradually taking over the ruling and the space of our country. It's very, very unfortunate. Well, I've done my best, and I've told them we set a structure. It's up to the church in Nigeria if we wake up and do the needful. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. TPGF members in UK that wish to have our HSBC account in UK for your regular tithing and see sowing, send a request chat or please send me the HSBC account to Pastor Deola on 074-111-28401. He will send it, save it, and start using it for your tithing and seed sowing as God lays in your heart. Those of us in other parts of the world and in Nigeria, send a request chat of please send me the TPGF account details to +234-809-789-4000. He will send it, start using it. Take your communion and let me bless the communion. Today is the communion day. I pronounce the communion in your hand, bless the flesh and the blood of Jesus. As you eat and drink, whatever is sucking and eating you disappeared. Be healed from your head to your toe. And every other thing you connect this communion to, God will give you a miracle. Pray more on this communion element. And when you are true, eat and drink, your miracle starts now. I pronounce you blessed. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.